5, the conversation now shifts to talk about business. And I think for each and every one of us, or those of you that are in business or that are working in a business, you understand that you want your business to last forever and ever. You want your business to be there for a long time. We're going to be chatting to Suran Moodley, the Group Managing Director of Strategy and Organizational Capacity from Ariston Global, a strategic business advisory business, who says that the quicker businesses embrace digital technology, the shorter the time frame to reach lean agility, and the less likely a business will go under. Suran, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Ab.
Suran, I mean, for many of us, what we want is our business to last forever and ever so that we can continue to make money. Then again, how important is it to take your business into the next level from a technological perspective?
And, you know, technology has been the leveler on the playing field. It's been an enabler for us businesses, especially smaller businesses, to compete in terms of efficiency and taking your business to the next level.
If we talk about technology, then there's, I suppose, that gives us access to platforms such as social media. I mean, point in case you remember the free advertisement that Woolworths must have gotten from this water challenge. Most certainly, technology does become a core part of a business.
100%. I mean, you know, it affects us in so many different ways. Social media being the one, the marketing aspect, where you're getting, you know, free coverage through people promoting your brands, like the Woolworths initiative recently. And I mean, that, you know, that was unsolicited, and they just saw the opportunity and ran with it. Beyond that, front office applications as well, enabling you to give your customer a better experience. You know, this is what we want in daily life. We want ease of use. We want the better experience. And there's various platforms to enable that.
Let's talk about that. So here I am, Suran. I've got a business that I want to make the necessary changes. But the question then becomes, what changes need to be made?
You know, it's business dependent. The reality is that digitization and technology isn't the answer to everything. You know, one needs to have a look at, you know, firstly, what does your customer want? Who is your target market? And what is their experience requirements? You know, if we look at it from a generational perspective, certain generations want ease of access, they want mobility, they want to deal with things, you know, on the internet, on their mobile devices, and so on. On the other hand, there's other, you know, generations that prefer the face-to-face contact. They want the relationships, they want the experience. So, you know, I would say technology is an enabler, but with the caveat that it's not a copy-paste type scenario. You have to understand your business. You have to look at your strategy and your context and how to, you know, enhance your business using these tools that are available.
If you've just joined the conversation, 24 minutes after 4, good morning to you on 702 in Cape Talk land. We're chatting to Suran Moodley, the Group Managing Director for Strategy and Organizational Capability from Ariston Global, talking to us about technology and business and how these two, when they come together, they can ensure that your business does not go under. In that conversation, though, we're talking about the relevance of technology. That being said, Nuran, though, I know I'm shifting the conversation a little bit to the side when we talk about the deepening energy crisis we're facing in South Africa at the moment. I mean, how is that affecting businesses in terms of business not going under?
Wow, you know, this is a hot topic at the moment. You know, we're in the middle of stage 4 load shedding, and it's a massive problem. Businesses are experiencing it. How do you trade in a business that's dependent on electricity, especially when there's high levels of digitization? The answer, though, is simple. You know, in business, we face risks on a daily basis. And it's critical to ensure that you go through a risk management process, you understand your context, understand what could possibly impact the business and what's the probability of it, then take the necessary actions to ensure it isn't crippling. You know, Ariston recently moved into a building that has a generator because of the experiences we had in 2018 to ensure we have continuity. to take it one step further, because now with that comes the cost risk as well. We're busy exploring the solar systems that are available to look at sustainability, to look at renewable energy and things like that. Unfortunately, in business, apps, you know, we're going to be challenged on a daily basis. The important thing is not to be caught unaware. It's about preparation, analysis, and trying to mitigate those risks.
Mm. And talking to that then, Siran, maybe your parting words then to the 702 and Cape Talk community?
Look at what's available. You know, adopt a culture of being prepared, of being aware what's out there. Don't just brush it off as a fad. Understand what's going to affect your business. Understand the opportunities that come with digitization and technology. And if it's relevant, adopt it. It's the only way you're going to grow your business.
I hear you loud and clear, Siran. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation this morning.
Abs, thanks for having us.